Live from somewhere at Cadence Health, my friend Dr. Kevin Most, who I've not spoken to on the radio in quite some time, and it's always a pleasure. Hey, guess where I am?
Yeah, how about it?
Pretty cool, right?
It's very cool. Very cool.
So, Dr. Most is in red, white, and blue scrubs today because that's how he rolls.
Yeah.
So, are you on call today?
I am not on call, fortunately.
That's a shame because I've got something I need you to look at to see if it's infected.
It is.
That's the kind of expertise my friend Dr. Kevin Most brings. All right, so how are you? Everything well at Cadence Health?
Everything's great at Cadence Health. We're having a great year, and the hospital's busy, which is sometimes bad, but everything's going great out here.
Now, we've talked about this privately, and you've spoken about it publicly as well to some degree. And I think you're doing it at Delnor as well, but I know, for instance, Andrea, at Central DuPage Hospital. Mm-hmm. The rooms at Central, they're spectacular.
Yeah, they are.
Spectacular. Yep. Now, this is important for people to remember. This is not a hotel. This is a hospital. But I've never heard of or seen a hospital that creates like five-star hotel amenities for, I don't know how you get patients to leave.
Yeah, that's, I should say that is a problem, but it's good. I mean, we know that you have to be in a good healing environment, and if you make the rooms very comfortable and allows people to rest better, it decreases the chance of infection. So it's great for the patient, and it is. Being in a comfortable environment just allows you to heal quicker.
This Obamacare ruling this week about businesses with 50 or more employees don't have to get fined or anything and don't have to be fully up and running on Obamacare for at least a year. Obviously, it affects the hospital because of the size of the hospital with your own healthcare plan, I suppose. But it really doesn't have any effect on day-to-day care or I suppose, cost at this point, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, you have to remember that hospitals care for everybody regardless of their ability to pay. So someone comes in the emergency room with Blue Cross insurance and someone comes in the emergency room with no insurance, they receive the same care. And we do the right thing. Matter of fact, when we're in the emergency room working, we have no idea what kind of insurance the patient has. We don't ask that anymore. We have no idea. We treat them all the same. So the Obamacare will eventually help some of the hospitals financially, but really in the day-to-day work for us, no impact whatsoever.
All right, so there's stuff we should be concerned about. We got a hazy, hot, humid weekend. Since we have Doc on the phone, we might as well exploit him. It's like when you meet a doctor at a party and you go, "Hey, you're a doctor? I got like this elbow thing when I hit my driver." So what are we worried about this weekend? Are we worried about heat stroke, or is it not hot enough for that?
No, it won't be hot enough for that. I think probably one of the biggest to worry about on days like today is, fireworks safety, to be honest with you. You know, handing little kids sparklers and letting them run around, it generates a lot of work in the emergency rooms across the country. So, we'll see about 20,000 injuries from fireworks today alone, and up. 10,000 people will end up in emergency rooms across this country because of it.
Well, I mean, I grew up with sparklers. Of course, my parents were loaded half the time. But, running around with sparklers, how do kids get hurt?
Well, if you think about it, the sparkler, when it's lit, is burning somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 degrees.
Is that right?
Yeah. So that's hot enough to melt some metals.
Wait, so I shouldn't bring those? Because literally, I'm going to a barbecue this afternoon with my cousins, and I said, I'll bring sparklers. And the kids are little. They're 3 and 2.
And a little kid sees something shiny. It wants to touch the tip of where the shiny stuff's coming from. Oh, that's only 1,500 degrees.
All right, so I'll bring cupcakes.
So what are we talking about? Skin burns mostly?
Andrea, bring glow sticks.
Glow sticks. There you go.
Really enjoy them, and they can't hurt themselves with them. You get burns from them and a lot of injuries, unfortunately, because the kids, like Andrea said, 2 and 3 year olds, they don't realize how hot it is, and they're walking around and they're moving it because it looks really cool, and they turn and they hit the kids sitting next to them. So a lot of people are going to use them across the country today, and I just say, make sure the kids are spread out and kind of set some rules for them and give them to those kids who don't understand that they need to be safe with them.
Well, here's the thing, though, that Dr. Most, you're way older than I am, but having said that, we grew up in relatively the same era, and we grew up at a time where your parents would go outside and play and try not to lose a limb.
My mom used to say, "Don't come to me unless there's blood." And I was doing cartwheels down the driveway one time and smacked my face in the driveway.
Can I come in now? I'm bleeding.
I was bleeding all over my face.
Well, you know, it really is the exact opposite, because at a time when Dr. Most and I were growing up, and to some extent when Andrea was growing up and she wasn't bleeding, the idea was you go outside and you stay outside until you come in for food or injuries. Now you only go outside if there's supervision and you're carrying your cell phone. But having said that, Doc, I worry about over-parenting. So can we have parents who safely instruct kids how to do this stuff, or should they stay away from it?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not saying stay away from it. Safe instructions and just, you know, kind of watching them is totally appropriate. I don't want to take sparklers away from kids and their enjoyment.
That cough doesn't sound good. I'm going to need to see you Monday. Bring your insurance card.
But make sure that you tell them, make sure to have rules, and make sure that they're spread out. Now, if you're going to talk about firecrackers and things like that, or bottle rockets, those should always be lit by adults.
Sure.
And, you know, those are ones that you don't give a kid a firecracker and say, here, I'm going to make this and throw it. Because sometimes they forget to throw it, or sometimes they throw it at a friend. And we always see hand injuries and face injuries from firecrackers and bottle rockets. So those are the three big ones today. Are going to be sparklers, firecrackers, and bottle rockets.
What about pipe bombs or C4? Are those a bad idea?
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, they still sell those M80s and M100s across state lines. You
can
those things up. Those blow a finger off, and those can major nerve damage very, very quickly, very easily.
Hey, can we ask you about allergies too? I mean,
allergies. You know, is this a record year for allergies? It seems like everybody's itchy.
Well, if you think about it, look what's happening here. You know, you have a lot of moisture, some halfway decent temperatures, and you've got everything popping. Grass actually stayed in seed for a lot longer. Flowers are still going. Trees are still going. So, yeah, it's a terrible allergy season, and you're seeing mold counts go up because of water that we've had.
And so that's not going to change.
No, that won't change until things start to dry out. So, you know, at that time, actually, we'll be walking into fall allergies here, 30 days from now, right around August 1st, you know, through the 7th. So we're going to have a terrible allergy season throughout the entire year.
So the over-the-counter stuff, your Allegras and Claritins and things, those are fine, and that's about all you can do, I guess, right?
Yeah, those are great. You know, and it's great that those are over-the-counter now. It used to be that over-the-counter was Benadryl, and you took 50 milligrams of Benadryl, and you were asleep for 6 hours.
Right.
Now with the non-sedating Zyrtex, the Claritins, the Allegras, you know, people can still function and still get good control of their allergies.
Okay. That's two. You know how I love my rule of three. What's one other thing we ought to be thinking about? Well, I guess sunblock, probably, right?
Yeah, you know, sunblock is a really good thing. When you start to think about, everyone's been complaining about the weather, and boy, it hasn't been that hot, and you start getting that sun exposure. So those days when it's 90 degrees out, you think of putting sunblock on, but the days that it's 70, you don't. You have to realize the amount of sunlight you're getting is still the same. So the incidence of skin cancer is still skyrocketing in this country. The importance of using sunblock on young kids cannot be overemphasized. All those kids should be put on and have sunblock continuously during the day. If they're going to go in the pool, put it on again. I mean, it's really important, because we know, studies have shown, that the exposure to sun at a young age is one of the biggest indicators for the bad skin cancers, the melanomas of the future.
And if you've got a funky little something growing on you, and it's not what it looked like day before yesterday, or it starts to call you by name, go to a doctor and get it checked out, right?
Yeah, anything, any rash that changes or any lesion that changes, definitely. I can tell you, for melanomas, the biggest thing we get concerned about is when they get to be about the size of a pencil eraser. So if you see a dark space, irregular shape, not round, but irregular shape and dark, and it has changed at all, boy, go in and see a dermatologist. If they catch that early enough, it's life-saving. If they catch it too late, it's bad news.
Okay, well, on that happy note, happy 4th of July.
Really.
Hey, thanks for the glow stick tip. That's a great idea.
There's a sentence you don't say every day. Thanks for the glow stick tips.
What about little poppers? Those are my favorite. Hi, Dr. Most.
Jalapeno poppers, Mary? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, the ones you pop at people's feet and they go, wah! You know, the little poppers.
Oh, Mary loves torturing people. Go away. What about poppers, Doc?
Yeah, the little poppers that you throw and make
snappers,
noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. those are okay. They're actually very small little fireworks, to be honest with you, but they're not going to do any harm. If it shoot, it often won't even go off. So that's not a bad one at all.
See, I love those things.
What if you just like take, Doc, what if you just take a ball peen hammer and hit people's toes while they were in flip-flops?
That'll work, too.
Yeah.
I'm really helpful, aren't I? Caden South, you got a website for us?
www.cadenhealth.org.
Happy 4th, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
You guys. Talk to you later.
That's Dr. Kevin Most, who was Spike's medical director.
I miss him.
For years.
I just got his golf game. He's a great golfer.
Yeah,
he's
really
not that good.
Most.
He's really not that good.
About you? That's funny.
Yeah, and... you know, I used him on the air forever, and we became good friends. He's the best. He's the best. And the guys out there at Cadence Health, from Mike, who runs the place, to everybody, they've got an amazing couple of hospitals, and that's a company that one of the leading medical companies in the country. So
he's
do great work.
He's got nice hair, too.